Hare Krishna. So finally, we have discussed all the three doers: living entity, that is all of us; Prakriti, three modes of material nature; and the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Paramatma. And we said that the living entity desires, that is all of us, we desire. Prakriti, the material nature, Paramatma, he sanctions our desire based on our past karma. And Prakriti, by the order of Supreme Personality of Godhead or Paramatma, she fulfills or she materializes that particular desire. So the culprit is the living entity. He desires. And Lord, being such a very lovable father, he sanctions that desire. And then he asks the material nature that, chalo, fulfill this desire by materializing it. So in this way, this triangle is very important. Jivatma, Paramatma, and Prakriti. Desire, sanction, and manifestation or materialization. So now, if someone has this knowledge, what will happen to him? This is the question. What is the phala, the fruit that the person gets by having this knowledge? Here it's given in shloka number 16. Let's discuss that today.
ज्ञानेन तु तद् अज्ञानम् एषाम् नाशितमात्मनः तेषाम् आदित्यवज्ञानम् प्रकाशयति तत्परम्.
सो हियर इट इज गिवन दैट एषाम् आत्मनः, व्हेन वन इज एनलाइटन्ड बाय व्हाट? ज्ञानम्, बाय नॉलेज. व्हाट हैपेंस? तु तद् अज्ञानम् नाशितम्. Then this knowledge actually destroys the ignorance or nescience. And then tesham jnanam prakashayati tatparam. So that knowledge that the person has got, the knowledge that just we discussed, so that knowledge the person has got will actually reveal to him everything. How? Similar to adityavat, like the sun, it enlightens or it clears up everything in the daytime. So this particular verse says that as soon as we get that knowledge, when we understand the truth, that particular knowledge reveals all the things in our life. We'll get a lot of clarity. That's what this particular shloka says. So let's see this in detail now. Those who have forgotten Krishna must certainly be bewildered, but those who are in Krishna consciousness are not bewildered at all. So the ones who have forgotten Krishna, the ones who don't have knowledge of all this that we discussed, that person will surely be bewildered. He will not understand what is happening in life. But when it comes to a spiritualist, when it comes to a devotee who understands all this, who is the Jivatma, who is Paramatma, who is Prakriti, he has answers to all the questions of life. He will not be bewildered. He knows currently why he is going through a situation. He will be able to answer why this particular thing is happening to me. And when we get the answers to the current situations that we are going through, life is very peaceful. The person will not get bewildered, will not get into anxiety, oh, what is happening to me? The perfect knowledge is achieved when one surrenders on to Krishna. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan maam prapadyate. So this particular shloka is very important, which comes in the 7th chapter again. बहुनाम जन्मनाम अन्ते ज्ञानवान माम प्रपद्यते वासुदेवम सर्वमिति समात्मा सो दुर्लभः. After going through many, many, many lifetimes, finally the person comes to a conclusion that Lord Shri Krishna is everything. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudevam sarvamiti. And such a person is so durlabha. Durlabha means rare. So durlabha means very rare. Such a person is very, very rare. And you know what? We all belong to that category. Somehow by Lord's mercy, we all have come to the conclusion that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the cause of all causes and He is everything for us. So this particular knowledge is very, very important. And then this perfect knowledge is achieved when one surrenders on to Krishna. So whatever knowledge we were discussing, this one can easily get when we surrender onto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. When one attains Krishna consciousness, then everything is revealed to him as everything is revealed to by the sun in the daytime. Only thing that is needed is to become Krishna conscious. Because currently, we are Maya conscious, fully in ignorance. So as soon as we become Krishna conscious, when Krishna appears or rises, or when Krishna, he rises in our life, like the sun, everything will be lit. Everything will be revealed. Very nicely it is given that Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andakar Jha Krishna Taha Nair Maharadikar. So Maya or illusion, illusory potency of the Lord is like darkness. So when the sun is not there, darkness will prevail. But then as soon as the sun rises, as soon as Krishna appears in our life, when we practice bhakti, what happens? No darkness will remain. We will not be in illusion. We will have the clarity in life. We will know what is happening and what is the goal and how are we supposed to reach the goal. Real knowledge can be obtained from a person who is in perfect Krishna consciousness. Therefore, one has to seek out such a bona fide spiritual master and under him learn what Krishna consciousness is. For Krishna consciousness will certainly drive away all nuisance as the sun drives away the darkness. Who will actually teach us this knowledge? The one who has it. Who can give us Krishna? The one who has Krishna. So that person is a bona fide spiritual master. Uttam Adhikari. The one who has attained Krishna. So such a person can actually give us the right knowledge. Because he has full clarity. He can see the truth. He can see the truth as it is. So when we take his shelter and under his guidance when we learn what is Krishna consciousness, then you know we'll actually become Krishna conscious, completely Krishna conscious. And by his mercy, we can actually attain the perfection of life. Without a bona fide spiritual master, by our own endeavor, we cannot attain perfection. That is very, very clear. Why we cannot attain perfection? Because we will never be able to become fully Krishna conscious, because we will never understand what is meant by becoming fully Krishna conscious. Then it is said that even though a person may be in full knowledge, he might know that he is not the body, spirit, soul, but he might not be able to understand the difference between the soul and the super soul. And so, very, very ignorantly, people say that Atma, Paramatma, everything is one. No, how can it be one? Atma is Anu, it's insignificant, and Paramatma, or Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Vibhu. He is ocean, and we are just a drop of ocean. So it is said that the person can know everything if he takes shelter of a perfect bona fide Krishna conscious spiritual master. Then he'll actually understand that who is God and what is the person's relationship with God. So all this will happen only when we meet a bona fide spiritual master. Only he can reveal to us that what is our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A representative of God will never claim that he is God. Obviously, we have to treat him as that he is equivalent to God. That is our duty. But then if we ask him that, are you God? He will say, no, I am not God. I am an insignificant servant of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, we understand that a Godman will never say that he is God. So one has to learn the distinction between God and the living entity. And therefore, Krishna is very clear. He has made this distinction. And he has said that every living being is individual and that Lord is also individual. In 2nd chapter, Shloka 12, he says this. And you know, he said this very clearly, that everyone in the past were individuals, currently they are individuals, in future also they will be individuals, even after liberation. At night we see everything as one in the darkness, but in day, when the sun is up, we see everything in its real identity. Identity with individuality in spiritual life is real knowledge. So when people are in ignorance, they say everything is one. Everything is one. When we get liberated from this body, we'll merge into that Supreme Brahman and we will become one with the Supreme. And some people say that, I am God. Currently, I am just covered with ignorance. If you are God, then how are you covered with ignorance? So basically, it goes on to say that ignorance is greater than you. So in this way, a person who does not know the distinction between the two, living entity and the Lord, and who does not know that even after liberation, living entity will remain a living entity and God will remain God. Their individualities will be maintained. Their identities will be maintained. And there is nothing called as merging that is going to happen. So in this way, when we understand all this, when we understand when we have proper knowledge in Krishna consciousness, by the mercy of a bona fide spiritual master, we will have full clarity, full clarity. So it's very important that all of us have to intensely pray to the Lord that please send a pure devotee of your own in my life so that I take his shelter and the real knowledge will be revealed to me. So in this way, you know, we can beg and pray, not to the Lord, and Lord will send his own personal associate for our deliverance. So after understanding all this, Krishna is giving a very, very important instruction for all of us. Let's see that in the next shloka. Hare Krishna.